Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm your host, Tracy Peterson, and we are talking with District 2 Supervisor Randy Handveldt as part of our series with the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. We had just been talking about roads, and that's a huge issue. And another issue that is plaguing the county is the homelessness. What is your opinion on this issue and what can be done?
Oh, you just asked a huge question. What can be done? First of all, the homeless issue is a big deal. Okay, and I don't remember the number I last heard that ATCA does a survey and finds out how many people. We got hundreds of them, okay? The city is working on the problem, and I'm going to beat the city up, and I'll probably get in trouble for this. They can't do that and operate in a vacuum. I think we need to have a joint effort, and it needs to be worked on because if for instance, I solve the problem for the city, I'm just going to push it into the county. And so we need a solution. Now, the problem with this, there isn't an easy answer. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Oh, let's just put everybody in a house. That will not solve the problem. Every one of these people has their own issue, and you need to deal with their issues to help them. Some of them want to stay under the radar screen for whatever reason. Some of them have mental health issues. We're not dealing with that at any level in the state, for that matter. So it becomes a big problem. Now, I want to tell you that I have personally worked with homeless people. My wife and I, we don't talk a lot about it, but for the last, I don't know, 8-10 years. And I've tried to help them. We actually got one guy off the street, and he was off the street for 3.5 years. Maybe some bad decisions. I'm not exactly sure what went on with him, but I think it was some bad decisions and some commitments. He's back on the street. Getting him off the street is not going to be easy, but we keep trying. It's important that you look at these people as individuals, not as a class. Just like you don't want to be treated in a class action of some kind, you want to be treated as an individual because everybody's valuable in some way. And we need to work on it. As for solutions, it's not easy. But we got to get down to it and solve the problem one at a time. And some of them we will never solve because they don't want to be solved. They like where they are, and they want to be there. In fact, if you try and solve it, I think they'll run away from you. So it's not a trivial solution. It's a hard issue. But you need to have a conscious community dialogue on it, and you need to find solutions for those you can help.
And last year, we did talk about low-income housing and the shortage of housing in general in this area being a big concern. So should the county be looking at ways to create incentives for additional low-income housing related to the homeless? And are there any barriers to doing that?
Oh, the barriers are huge. The barriers are huge. And the county has worked hard on that in a lot of respects. The problem is multifaceted. Our rules and our regulations require so much input in terms of cash before you can even put a shovel in the ground. I mean, I work with Habitat for Humanity on their executive advisory committee. They try and build 4 units a year. I wish they could build more, okay? But they are the only successful program in the county that's providing workforce affordable housing. It's costing them about $200,000 apiece to build them. They're building on land that they got donated, and Lowe's paid for that largely. And it was actually the financial grave of failed development. And that's where it tends to get built when it gets built. But the county waives some fees. TUD doesn't. It costs about $13,000 a unit, I think. May not be exactly right, but I think it was a little over $50,000 for 4 units. So that's about $13,000 a unit to pay their fees. You got to pay the school impact fees. Now, the school impact fees don't make any sense to me. I know I'm going to get beat up by Margie for this, but they don't make any sense to me because our schools are in decline. Pray tell, people would move into these houses with children, and they'd go to our schools, and the school gets paid by the child for how much they, that's how they get any income on a regular basis. Our system needs to be looked at, and it's much bigger than the county. We are doing what we can do. That's one of the things I like about RCRC. I told you they help people. very low interest rate loans, plus they help people with down payments and things like that to get into homes. And they found a way to do it, and not only do it and help people, but they make money at it. So there are creative ways to do it, just not enough of them.
All right, and another, we're going to switch to another big issue, and that, of course, is tree mortality and the bark beetle epidemic. Just last weekend or so, I drove up Highway 108, and you see tons of dead and dying trees, and you also see them cut down and lining the roadway. Give us an update on what the county is doing and how you feel the efforts are going.
Okay, it's a big deal. And while I sometimes, and I tell the team from Tuolumne County, sometimes that I'm disappointed we haven't got more done. But I'm so proud of our team because they are the leaders in the state. They got more done than anybody else. Mm-hmm. They are fantastic, and they are a well-coordinated machine. Here's some of the issues. Now, there's lots of people working on this. Caltrans is working on it on their right-of-ways. TUD is working on it around their infrastructure. PG&E is doing a lion's share of work around all their infrastructure, and every time they turn around, there's more dead trees. And we're working on it where it impacts our right-of-ways. We've gone after money from the state, and we've gotten a lot of it. When you get a right of entry form and they ask you to sign a right of entry form, basically, I can come and trespass your property and cut down your dead trees that impact the infrastructure, please sign it. We're trying to get that online where you can do an electronic signature as well. Our team is fantastic. They're leading the state. They rave about Tuolumne County. None of the other counties are even close to where we are. The best thing you do is get those trees in the ground, but then you got to get them to a facility someplace. And PG&E is behind that. They admit that, but they're working on it. They picked up the pace. We're doing it as rapidly as we can and moving as hard as we can. But this is a challenge, and some of these trees are really expensive. I was up at Sugar Pine area, and I saw a tree, and I knew it had been dead for a year, and it was a PG&E tree, and I called them, and I said, guys, you got to get this tree. I'm going to tell you how big this tree was. It was 68 inches in diameter. They measure that at breast height. Mm-hmm. And they got out there. If that tree had come down on somebody, it would have been a disaster. So, by the way, recently there was an accident in Madera County where a tree came down, a car passing by, and a 10-year-old went to the hospital. These things are going to happen if we don't get these things down. So, anyway, we got a long way to go. And our team's doing the best they can. Sign those right of entry forms, and we'll get to them as fast as we can. But we have to have enough of them, and we're a well-coordinated team. We don't go in one at a time and do it. We go in as a team and get these things. We saved our biomass plant at least for 5 years is to help it burn some of this material because there's not much you can do with it. A lot of it has no lumber value because it's been dead too long, and it cracks and dry. It's a real challenge. And the bark beetle was slow to start this year, because we had that good winter. But you have seen it yourself. It's back in full force. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping we have a colder winter. I know that requires people to put more heat in, but a colder winter slows down the bark beetles, maybe even kills them off. And a wet winter, not too wet because of the roads, but you know, you can't have everything you want. But it's important. And with this, it will not go away. We have to stay with it. And it is a problem.
Also, I know that you've been very vocal about the management of the forests, and there have been several lightning strike fires that we've been reporting on over the past, the summer, on the Stanislaw National Forest, and officials have let these continue to burn as part of their management of the forest. Do you think that that is enough, or do they need to do more? Is it an improvement or not?
We are not anywhere near where we need to be on forest management. The forest management activities, our forests are so overgrown, and some of the fire, by the way, on a well-managed, resilient forest is a good thing because it takes out that undergrowth. It takes out the ground fuels, but we need to have our forest where it is resilient and can take the fire. So I'm not a fire management officer, so I can't criticize too much about what they're doing, but where they can manage the fire, if you will, that's a good thing. The problem is if it gets away, then you're in trouble. And so we need to work on getting our forests in a place where they're producing, we're getting the forest back healthy. That's why we got dead trees. get our forest back healthy, and we got to get it where we can put fire on it and manage it carefully.
And we're almost out of time, but I wanted to just tell the folks about, they should be looking for you on Netflix, I hear.
Oh, yes. I recorded a Netflix thing by chance. I didn't know what was happening. I was given a presentation in Tahoe about a year ago, and they mic'd this, and then they said, you say interesting things. Can we interview you? And so they did, and it's called Fire Chasers. It was released about September 1st, and several people have seen it and commented to me. I haven't seen the whole thing. I did see my segment, and I say some not politically correct things, but it's a good thing to see.
Oscar award performance?
I don't think I had a lead role. You'd be supporting.
All right. As always, it's been a pleasure talking to you. And next weekend, News Director B.J. Hansen will continue our five-part series with the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors. He will be speaking with District 5 Supervisor Carl Rotifer. I'm Tracy Peterson, your host, and thank you, District 2 Supervisor Randy Hanvelt.
Thank you, Tracy. It's a privilege to be here. I appreciate what you do.
And thank you to the listener for tuning in.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.